5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Sports Mappers will join us at 3, simulcast till 4, Blitz will take you home till 7. Right now, ESPN 97.5. Obviously, topic of the day is this trade the Astros made. Obviously, people are passionate about it, and when their passion gets the best of them, sometimes they're not thinking very straight.
I tell you what. I didn't even anticipate today being just as bad as this is. Let me just read you this tweet that I just got. And I know we got to get to these calls, and I promise we will. But this is the kind of ignorance that is being tweeted to me during this show. This is how big of a dumbass this guy is. I'll give his name. SportsGeek89 on Twitter says, "So what are y'all going to do? You stop liking the Astros. Are we going to stop being fans of the Astros all day? Y'all bashed them and hated them and everything, and supposedly it's our fault the general manager made a move like that." First of all, could you please use a comma and or a period?
It's not going to happen.
In that was the worst. That was one sentence, bro. That should have been five sentences. Second of all, when have we ever hated on the Astros on this show? If you don't like honesty and an informed opinion, that's your fault. And if you want to root for a guy who may be a huge piece of crap, that's your prerogative too. Don't expect everybody else to do that. And yeah, if you root for a team that does something like this, you have to decide if you want to be a fan of them or not. It's that simple.
And oh, by the way, because I'm not going to sit there and just back up everything you said because I agree with it. The other thing is, you're probably listening to a different station if you think that we bash the Astros every day. Because we have been hyper supportive of this team. We're both baseball fans. All three of us watch baseball. We constantly talk about what this team has done, what they need to do, where they are in the season. We recap game by game. So just get your head on straight. Seriously.
I should have known all this ignorance was going to happen today.
Probably watched more tape than both Joel and Barry.
You have?
Yeah.
You just said tape, by the way.
Tape? Yeah, I know.
Tape.
That means I'm a legit baseball fan.
You're old.
I'm traditional.
I got it on the VCR. I still can't set the time on it. It does the little blinking the thing, but
boy, the pause and freeze frame ain't working like it should. I can't see where the ball, if it hit that line or not.
Nick is so old school, he still plays fantasy baseball through the mail.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who's been holding the longest here? Patrick.
Patrick. But he's changing subject. Yeah, that's the only problem.
Patrick, we've got two calls on this, and then we'll get to you. I promise
we'll get
you.
We'll get to Patrick,
do not,
for sure.
Do not go anywhere. We just want to do this in order because it makes sense. Lawrence has been holding the longest. Lawrence wants to talk domestic violence. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, Barry, I love y'all show, and I love y'all opinions, man, a lot of guys, they speaking because they really don't know the effects of domestic violence, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not defending the guy. I don't know, is he a bag of poop or what? I don't know. Nobody knows who his real character is. And the only thing I kind of disagree with you is about, because, even we don't know if it's an isolated incident or he been doing it on and on. We don't know. But I feel like it's hard for me to say you know, even after he does whatever he does for his punishment, that he's not, you know, he shouldn't have a job. Because sometimes one instant, one second of out of control, you just lose control. And I just don't think that that's a lifetime ban for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been in front of the best of fathers or anything like that. But if it's possible to say, if he changed, got counseling, and did all this, I just can't see where.
Lawrence, let me ask you a question. Lawrence, do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
What if, so here's the thing, like people were texting saying that they heard that there were pictures that the Canadian police had that said, and they said it was brutal. I don't know that to be true or not, but let's assume that that is, just for the sake of your argument in this conversation. If a man beat your daughter so badly that you couldn't recognize her, her face was a bloody mess, would you be okay with forgiving him if he went and got counseling?
Your daughter. That's rough.
Yeah, that's
rough because that's my daughter too.
Yeah.
So, yep.
You know, but that don't mean that I just like for his work. I never experienced that, so I can't say yay or nay on that. He probably wouldn't make it to court.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Right. But okay, Lawrence. So you don't want to. Let's take your daughter out of it. Let's take your daughter out of it, because the first thing that came to my mind when you said that, hey, maybe this is an isolated one-time incident, and maybe he just had an act of rage or something happened, and that shouldn't be enough to take away his ability to earn a living and do these things. What if, instead of domestic violence, or in a case of domestic violence, what if that one little incident involved a gun or a weapon and he killed somebody? Now you're going to have the same feeling?
You're right. Y'all right, man. One thing about me, I love y'all show. I don't, you know, all the other Texas and stuff like that. I was sitting here thinking, like, man, that's kind of rough to say, you know, never ever again do we deserve not to play. But, you know, like I said, we all don't know, because I'm sorry, it's just hard for me to say that, you know what I mean? Because people make mistakes, man, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can correct your mistakes, and sometimes you might went too far and you can't correct them. But if you have a chance to correct them, you know, hey, it's just a toss-up on there. But I'll hang up on this.
Hey, Lawrence, we appreciate the call. Great. We got to get to a break. Patrick and Joe, we've got you next, so we will get that right after this break. We promise you.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all hanging in there. All right, we'll continue with more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee-deep hour number two of the big show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. I think you guys have probably gotten wind of the fact that we are the number one sports station in town, and we are very much appreciative of the fact that it is you that makes us sit in that very spot, and we want to give back to you guys. We always are doing giveaways, and now is the time to do another one, because this Thursday night we're having a listener appreciation party. It's here in our offices. There's going to be plenty of cool stuff going on. You can see where we do the shows. You can see all the different shows, and they're going to interact with you. You can try and stump Charlie Polillo in trivia. You can play Papa Shot with us. You can play some poker with the Blitz. You can see how Lance breaks down all of his tape when he's looking at all the different prospects coming out for the NFL draft, and so much more. There's going to be food, beverage, and a whole lot of fun. Just our way of saying thank you. And the only way you can be a part of this is if you win tickets. So we're going to give away two tickets now. And if you don't win now, we're going to take caller 17. If you don't win now and you're not caller 17 at 713-780-3776, mark your calendar for the day down. Set your alarms and your notifications. 3:00, we're going to do another one, so that you on the stream and on the app are all very much informed. You will have a chance to win 3:00 today. But right now, caller 17, 713-780-3776. You will get two tickets to that party. Good luck.
Yep. Hope you make it. All of you.
I could tell in your, I can tell your tone, Barry, that you didn't seem very sincere there.
That's going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. But tone matters. Here's
the thing. We got to keep it moving. We got a lot of Papa Shot to play.
Yeah, but there's going to be crap talking. You know that.
Yeah, but I want to make sure we get to play with as many people that want to play. So I don't want nobody trying to, like, you know, there's some folks that are going to get up there on the Papa Shot and
want a rematch
and try to set up a tent and go and camp there. No, I want to keep moving. I want to meet as many of you guys as possible.
Ask when your next show is.
Well, that we can discuss. But no, I want to meet as many people as possible. I just want to keep that line moving. I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It should be.
By the way, that Sports Geek 89, the one that sent me the long run on sentence, and it was all convoluted. He said he was using speech to text. He sent me a bunch of other tweets, and I think it's only fair that I read this final tweet from him, because he was like, "Hey, I'm not a dumbass." And then he was like, "I was using speech to text and this and that." But he said, "I don't know. F it. I'm not for this guy, but I don't even know the facts. That's all I was trying to say." And that is what I was saying in the beginning, that you have to take into account as well. And of course, I got jumped for that by the, you guys are doing a disservice to the domestic violence thing. We don't know the facts yet. There's very little information. And what was the football player that just got exonerated? That
Reuben Foster of the Niners.
That could be this. We don't know. My point is, and it has been this whole time, trying to defend and fend off all these different levels of idiocy on this. My point the whole time is, it doesn't matter at this point what he did. If you're the Astros, what were you thinking? This was a huge risk and a PR nightmare waiting to happen, regardless of the outcome. That's been my point. Because listen, if he did it, he belongs in jail. And I'm sorry, I'm not a second chance guy when it comes to certain things. You rape a kid, you rape a woman, you assault a woman, you commit murder. There's no second chances in my book on those. I'm sorry. That's my personal belief, my personal feelings. You guys don't have to have that feeling. That's fine. But if he did this, he belongs in jail. No second chances.
And the thing is,
we just have to find out what the facts are.
And again, we're not going to sit there. I'm not going to repeat anything you say. I agree with what you've said. And here's the other thing on this. You said it was unprecedented, Jeff Luno, in the way that you went about the investigation before you made this trade. Well, it better be. And it better be really, really locked, stock and barrel, tight information that you have it, you know, close to your vest, that you know. Because if this turns out to be that you didn't, it's all on you. Because you've heard from your locker room, you heard from AJ Hinch, you heard how it all went down. This has nothing to do with the players and the team and the coaching staff. This has everything to do with you made this move.
Yeah.
And you put it out there and said zero tolerance, and you said unprecedented. You got to live up to that now, regardless of what happens on the field.
That zero tolerance thing really bothered me.
Oh, it bothers me like nobody's business.
It's like it's doublespeak. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You can't actively go after a guy that's been suspended and is in the middle of a court proceedings for domestic violence and say you have a zero tolerance policy. That doesn't make any sense. If you had a zero tolerance policy, you would have taken him off the board right away. You would have said, you know what? It's not worth the risk. It's not worth alienating our fans. It's not worth sending the wrong message to people like Christina, who called earlier, and having to explain to her daughter, what's domestic violence, Mom? Why is he allowed to do that? But it's not worth all that.
That's why I said it's a zero tolerance policy going forward. Because what Barry said is true. If you had a zero tolerance policy with your administration, with this franchise, ever since you took the reins, you wouldn't have even entertained the idea of trading for this guy. Because your issues with Ken Giles aren't even close to the issues that you still have and more with the trade you just made, and the fact that nothing has even been decided on what he did or didn't do in the court of law. Yeah. So let's get Diego in here. He wants to get in on this trade. Diego, what's up?
Hey, man. Sports.
Nope.
Wrong show.
You don't.
Hello?
What's the question, Diego?
Oh, my thing is this, and I was going to harp on the zero tolerance thing. If domestic violence is as bad as we say it is, and I do think it is as bad as we say it is, you know, why are we still letting guys like this play? Why are guys like Greg Hardy, you know, still getting picked up, and this guy right here, why is he still able to play and things like that? If we're really going to say that domestic violence is as bad as it is, I think we need to, you know, we need to make a stand. And guys like this, they don't need to play at all. They don't need a second chance. We need to, you know, we need to make an example out of guys like this. And then my other thing was about the forgiveness thing. After this guy serves everything that he does and he pays his dues, you know, I believe in radical forgiveness and we should forgive everybody. I'm a Christian, but that was my thing. But, yeah, he does need to serve everything that he does. And he needs to, you know, make it right. But after the fact, I think that you can forgive anything. But that's my thing.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Diego. That's one way to look at it.
Look, not everybody got away with stuff like this. You mentioned Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy hasn't had a gig. And he did get one gig following the incident with the Cowboys. The Cowboys got crucified, but he hasn't been able to get another gig since then. Ray Rice has not been in the NFL for, I want to say, close to 6 years now. 5 or 6 years. I think the incident happened in 2012, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong. So in some cases, it is a zero tolerance situation, but it's not all across the board. It also depends on the league. You mentioned two NFL examples. This is a baseball example. MLB is going to have to take a stance on, you know, how they feel about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, too, and I was that just keeps crossing my mind. It came up when during his call as well. Is again, if you had a zero tolerance policy in place, we wouldn't be dealing with any of this. You brought this on yourself by making this move and essentially saying winning trumps everything else at this point, and you made the move because you brought all of this on. You didn't have to do any of this. And the trade deadline's at 4 o'clock today, and you still had plenty of different teams that you could still be calling to try and find that closer and that missing piece that you feel like this team needs without having to bring all of this on with this deal you made. And Barry said it several times, and I completely agree with the fact that you had to know this was coming, and you had to know that this was going to be as big a PR, a bigger PR issue than anything to do with anything on the field or in the locker room. And those are issues too.
Juggalo Trey brought up a really great point. He said, you know what this reminds me of? This is U of H bringing in Kendall Briles.
Ooh, he's right. You talk about two of the biggest point. U of H supporters around in Fred Fowler and John Lee. Both mm-hmm. of them are done with the University of Houston and that football team because of that move. It's a great point by Trey.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got text. I'll get to a bunch of those. And because I want to give our texters the opportunity to chime in on this and other topics as well. So we'll get to all that. And I think we'll move on. We've spent almost an hour and a half. I think we all talked about it at the break. We'll cover some other things too.
Yeah. And I mean, if you guys are passionate, we can always double back. But hey, we obviously know it's been the topic of the day, and not just on our show. It's been going the entire time. So we appreciate you being a part of our show and chiming in with us. And again, Barry said, you want to hit the text line, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text, and or you can hit us up on Twitter. And by the way, again, just a subtle reminder, 3 o'clock, we're going to do another giveaway for two tickets to that listener appreciation party. Yep. You want to be there. So keep that in mind as we go forward. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And we take it very seriously who comes into our culture, who comes into our clubhouse, and how the clubhouse responds. So I address the team to let them know that Jeff and Osuna will both be in L.A., and we're gonna get together as a family would and talk about how this all came together and what the steps are moving forward to incorporate him onto our team and give him a second chance.
More comments, A.J. Hinch. Going talking about the entire situation with the acquisition of Roberto Osuna and the trade of Ken Giles, Polino, and another prospect. Obviously, the entire city is very passionate about this. The one thing that El Jefe brought up, I brought it up earlier, and I do want to just emphasize it one more time. The one element, too, because we look at every element, the one element that's going to be really, really interesting as this whole situation continues to unfold is how that locker room deals with this. We talked about how McCullers and Verlander have a certain opinion. We've also talked about the fact that, you know, this is a group. They weren't – everything that they've said is no one was involved in the process with the exception of possibly Altuve. Correa, in his quotes, made mention of Altuve told me because he was consulted by the powers that be. But we know how tight this locker room is. We know how tight this team is. We harp on how what a great thing this is. As this thing continues to play out, it could have an adverse effect on the locker room. It could really have some trying times for these guys and to see how they come out of it. And again, you have to realize it's self-inflicted. They brought this on themselves with this move.
Somebody had a good point. Zero tolerance is zero tolerance. I agree with you guys. That dude doesn't deserve to play in the majors. My employer would fire me in a heartbeat. Your employer would too. It's a great point. Let's assume for a moment that I am brought up on charges for domestic violence with Nora, and the case is pending. Do you guys think that I'm allowed to come in every day?
No, not if it becomes public.
I was going to say, if it's public.
Do you think that let's say that David Barron, that'd be the only time he would ever give me any run at all, because he's total D-bag.
But would he spell your name right?
No, that would be the other part, is he would write the damn article, and he would spell my name wrong. Anyways, so that would be the only time David Barron would ever do an article on me or this show, is if I were brought up on domestic violence charges. So let's say it comes out. The next question would, how many listeners would we lose? I think a lot of people would stop listening, which is why I think that David Gow would have to say, no, we don't want you on the show. Go get it figured out. If you're found not guilty, we'll have some discussions about bringing you back and how to approach that and how to handle that in the public eye and everything else. But right now, no, you can't work here.
Which is a nice way of him telling you that your career is over.
Correct.
And it's a deeper issue than just that, you getting your work. There's females in this office place, too. So he's going to be protective and looking out for that.
A lot of women in the Astros organization. Culture map,
primarily women, in terms of who actually goes to that website.
Here's the thing. If I was a fan, and I'm not going to do this because of my job, but honest to God, if I was a fan, I would probably go to the first home game with a sign. And I would make my feelings known. And I suggest if you're passionate about this as an Astros fan, do the same. Let this team know what you think.
Yeah, don't be
silent. Calling us is one thing. Let your feelings be known to the Astros. Make those signs. I mean, I would go. I'd probably have a shame on you.
Don't stop with just the games. Use social media. Send that. Blake already showed us that he's already reached out to Jeff Luhnow to express his feelings about the situation. But we talked about it when Reed Ryan was actually with Christina and others, very responsive when they reached out to him on issues they were having while they were in the stadium with food and beverage and otherwise. Hey, they're on social media.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Let me get to some of these old texts. They're like some of them are an hour old, but I want to. So a couple of people were asking where to get the new shirts at. Easiest way is just go to my Twitter. I pinned the tweet at the top. So @Barry is funny. Look on my profile. On the homepage, I pinned the tweet to the place to where to get it all. Let's see what else. Where the hell did it go? So somebody said maybe the best thing that can happen to the Astros would be for this guy to be found guilty. It's pretty apparent, just from a fan standpoint, that nobody is on board with this move. I'd rather the Astros make it to the World Series and lose than to sell their souls for another win. It's disgusting. I will always cheer for this team. These younger players have built so much, and it doesn't deserve to be torn down by executives. And that texter brings up a really good point. What sucks is if everyone boycotts the Astros, guess who that also affects? All of the other Astros that never beat their wife, or that never have been accused of beating their wife, allegedly. All the words I'm supposed to say. The Jose Altuve's of the world, you're going to stop supporting him because Jeff Luhnow was an idiot and made a bad decision to make a bad trade for a baseball reason? It's a weird dichotomy, man. It's a tough situation for fans. It's a tough situation for the players. It's a tough situation for the front office. That's why I opened with, from a baseball perspective, it made a lot of sense. From everything else, what were you thinking, Astros? What were you thinking?
No question. All right, let's keep rolling. Art wants to get in here on the Astros trade. Art, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, hello?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so I'm really passionate about the way we look at somebody who's been arrested. Now, if the dude did it, dumb us, dumb him, egg on everybody's face for doing it. But the media, not just y'all, society as a whole has a big problem. Once you've been arrested, you're guilty. So you're guilty before being proven innocent. When it's the opposite way around, man, you're innocent before being proven guilty. Nobody knows what really happened except for those two people. And everybody's so quick to be like, this guy's a scum, and we should be boycotting the Astros. What happens tomorrow? And he's found innocent, or they drop the case, and we find out that it's all just a big sham. I mean, the baseball did what they're supposed to do. I get why they suspended him. But it could be such – I get so upset because I've been personally arrested for something I did not do. I wasn't even in the same state. But because I couldn't afford a lawyer, I had to sit in jail to prove it. And I had like work records to show where I was. And they dropped it. But it didn't matter. My life was changed for the rest of my life. That's all. I mean, so who knows if this guy did or not? Yes, it's probably a better chance he did, but we don't know for sure. And everybody's so quick to jump and point their fingers. Everybody. Society as a whole.
Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah. Sorry that happened to you.
That's bad. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I feel like now we're starting to talk in circles because I feel like we've touched on every side of this. Innocent until proven guilty. We've discussed that. We've discussed the, we've talked about all sides of this. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, we're just,
I want to take
repeating
the
everything, yeah, and exhausting what we've already said. So we wanted to be a sounding board for you guys. We wanted to be the voice of reality, to look at it from every possible angle without trying to pass judgment or point fingers, and bring as many facts to the case. And like we said, in Canada, we may never find out all these details. The one thing that he said is true is in the fact that besides the authorities and the people that have been involved in this case in Canada, the way the Canadian law is, they don't have to release any of this.
Yeah.
So we may never find out. Two breaking news situations in baseball, by the way. Yeah. Chris Archer is now a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, as the ace of the Rays is on his way to Pittsburgh, as Pittsburgh's trying to go for it and find a way to get into that playoff picture in the National League. And, oh, by the way, a team that's going for it, I guess Manny Machado wasn't the only thing the Dodgers needed to do, as second baseman Brian Dozier of the Minnesota Twins is now also heading to the L.A. Dodgers. The Dodgers are loading up, and they are going for it.
They're making a run.
Keep in mind the trade deadline, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3, I believe.
20 minutes left.
So, yeah, we got 20 minutes to go. So expect that there might be a few more that shake out before the deadline passes.
What was I was trying to find Dozier. Is he a rental? Yeah.
He is. Yeah, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. A lot of teams were, he was highly sought after. Really a good, good player. The Astros fans should really remember him because he did some work hitting some home runs early in the season in that series against the Astros. So he brings a lot of pop and a really good player to the Dodgers organization.
Indeed. All right, let me get to a couple more texts because I wanted to get everybody's in that I'd saved. I had to delete a lot of silliness. Somebody said, hey, is what we said earlier, where are the Houston fans that ripped the Cowboys over Greg Hardy? That's it. That's the thing, man. You can't be upset about that, but okay with this. I guess the only difference is right now we don't know the outcome of this situation we did with the Greg Hardy. My grandma hated the trade, but she told me as a Christian, you have to forgive. I was surprised she said that. Love the show. A lot of folks talking about forgiveness. A lot of folks bringing up the fact that they're Christian and forgiving. Somebody wants to know, Titan Hugo said, what are the hours of the party of the century, the listener party? Do you guys know?
I know it's supposed to go till 10. I don't know if it's 5 or 6 that it gets
going. I think
going.
It starts at 6.
I wanted to say 6 to 10, but I'm not sure.
Do we have to be here till 10?
Yep. And you have to drive home. I don't see hours on the actual copy points. So maybe we can find out for you before the end of the show. We'll let you know.
Trevor wanted to know, what if the justice system declares Osuna guilty? Obviously, after the trade deadline, I'm guessing they have to move on. Yeah.
That's
part of the risk. Again, you didn't give up much. I mean, you gave up a broken Ken Giles and a
but is it safe
cheater,
to say
Paulino and a top 10 prospect in your organization?
But no, is it safe deal to say the fact that the MLB came down on him with the hammer and gave him, was it the 75-game suspension? Know what the outcome is going to be in the courts?
Well, that's what we said. Maybe they have information we don't. But there's a reason why, there has to be some reason why they more than doubled the last suspension that Aroldis Chapman got for domestic violence, which was 30 games for strangling his significant other and shooting a gun 8 times.
And there's a reason the Blue Jays wanted to get rid of him as well. Somebody said, dang it, I'm trying my best to get into the listener appreciation party. I want to get into a shouting contest with Patrick Crane.
Patrick Crane said on the air today that only 3 people on the planet are louder than him, and none of them are here in Texas.
I think he underestimates my ability to get loud.
Nah, you don't get louder as loud as Crane, though. Crane can whisper at you and still be speaking loud.
That's his breath, very Nick. Loud.
That's his breath. His breath's going to get you before the volume does. I'm kidding, Pat. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. More of the usual suspects in mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
But right now, I want to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Guys, I love this place. If you haven't been out there yet, man, what are you waiting for? You need to Ken Giles yourself, punch yourself in the face, and then get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen and try it. You're going to love the food. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Check it out now. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And you're like, all right, what does that mean? I'm just tuning in. I've not heard of this place before. It's really cool, man. They've got a menu that's really diverse. It's the Southern comfort food, like chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken. They've got green beans, rice, wings and sliders and all the different kinds of homemade Southern food you'd love. They've got a fusion food like the Himalayan Heat Burger, which is, to me, one of the best burgers in the city, hands down. You got to try that. And then the Indian food. They got some of the best butter chicken in Houston. Haas made to see. Look, I'll be honest. I wasn't a big Indian food guy until I went there. And then Haas was like, I promise you, you're going to love this. He made me try the lamb vindaloo. I was like, I don't even know what this is. And oh my God, it's delicious. I still don't know what it is. I just know that it's delicious and you're going to like it too. So try that. You can have them delivered to your front door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. And we're going to be out there Thursday, by the way. Come by and say hi. Nick, Joel, myself, 11 o'clock. Even Jordan might show up as well. Come out there for lunch Thursday at 11. We'll be there hanging out, having a good time. And if you go out there, make sure you get the non-quesadillas. 20% off if you mention that you listen to the usual suspects. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Don't forget trivia night every Wednesday. For more information and more on the menu, check it out on Facebook at CNI713. Y'all take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texas Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
I see your death.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number 2, 3-hour show, joined by the sports mappers at 3 bells, as it'll be simulcast city from 3 o'clock all the way on until 7 o'clock. The Blitz will take you home as well on simulcast. Lots of moves being made as we approach the deadline in baseball. But before that, a little housekeeping.
Yeah, I forgot to mention when I was talking about Cowboys and Indians. So first of all, we found out officially listener party August 2nd is 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Titan Hugo. That is the official hours of the party. Also, I was talking to Jordan yesterday because we were talking about going to lunch at Cowboys and Indians on Thursday. And he goes, hey, man, I forgot to tell you. The listener swag bags are going to have $10 gift certificates to Cowboys and Indians. So yet another reason to try to get tickets. If you can get in on the calling line at 3 o'clock and win, dude, you get gift certificate to Cowboys and Indians.
Why wouldn't you go? That'll cover some non quesadillas or some honey sriracha wings or something. Yeah. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Veggie samosas.
Winner.
You love those, samosas. Don't you?
Winner chicken dinner.
Yes
sir.
It could be chicken fried steak, or anything at Cowboys and Indians.
So somebody texted and said, the 6:10 meltdown this morning has me rolling. Do we get any details on this? Because I obviously was out in the yard.
I was listening to Joel explain it to me. So Seth.
I mean, you can go to Houston Media Watch or Lamont's blog because it's blog first and get the facts later. But the fact of the matter is it was out there as quickly as possible, thanks to Lamont. In the fact that Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne got into it this morning on the very topic that we have been covering, and it got a little passionate. And I believe as it went down, Mike Meltzer, who's normally a pretty mild-mannered guy,
100%,
got real fired up. and I believe he walked out of the studio.
So what were they fighting over?
I believe it was around this trade, the Astros trade.
So one guy was defending Osuna?
The first clip that Lamont posted, because I didn't hear it live, was essentially the meltdown, where Meltzer was just like, I'm not doing this anymore, and he was gone.
What?
And he walked out. Then, as the story goes...
Do that one more time, though. Hold on. Do that one more time, please.
I'm trying to do it as nasally, monotone, Meltzer upset as possible, but it was more like throw mama from the train, the mama, because he was like...
Evan loves his mama.
Evan, you clumsy poo. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm out. And he was out. And then the follow-up was when he came back, Seth took off for several seconds.
So wait a minute. So am I to understand that if you piss me off, I can just walk out in the middle of the show?
We are not.
You haven't done that yet?
We are not Houston's sports leader, according to what the billboards that they use say.
Yeah,
so
by the way,
we run a different shit.
Speaking of that, I was listening to another station, not ours,
right,
for a moment. I had a brief lapse in judgment. Mm-hmm. And they're running ads about being the number one sports station in the city. And I'm like, oof, time to update your copy, bro.
Yeah. But the weird thing is like,
wow. So they walked out on each other.
Yeah.
You and I have gotten into it.
Yep.
Both on air and off air.
Yep.
But what I pride ourselves in is that when that light goes red and Nick says hot into our ear, people would never know.
No question.
So let's not break that streak. You just don't piss me off.
Shut up. Just shut up.
That's right. What it is. It's him pissing you off. You're not pissing him off.
I don't do anything.
And he doesn't stir the pot either.
I don't do anything.
I thought about how many times, Nick, that he asks you and I for our opinion, and then that's it. And I'm like, so you're going to give yours?
I didn't
ask for my opinion. I asked for yours.
Hey, Nick, I want your opinion. Here's my opinion. Well, your opinion sucks.
Yeah, well, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said. Well, look, my opinion is that you're dumb. That's my opinion. I can't help that.
I can't argue against your... Well, I guess I mean, I could. I should. I should.
You're just too dumb to not.
There you go.
Oh, good times. Somebody texted and said, woof, and y'all thought talking about grass was going to be tough. Yeah, exactly. This is, they said, so we thought talking grass was a tough subject.
Yeah, we didn't have time for lawn care with all this. Everybody's passionate about this topic, as no they doubt. Should.
Yes, exactly.
So now I've got to go listen to this meltdown. Yeah. It's, wow. Pretty
usually
exciting.
The meltdowns happen here. They don't happen there, do they?
No. Think about this. This is Seth's second meltdown because Seth melted down on Radio Row at Super Bowl with Josh.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Forgot about that.
Is he turning into like a buff Josh Innes?
I'm wondering. I mean,
ain't nothing buff about Josh Innes. You know,
no, I'm saying it's Seth because Seth is still buff, right?
Yes. Yeah,
he looks first like time in he gets into one. You know, and there were questions then about was it legit,
right?
But now you got to start wondering if this is a bit, if this is a thing.
I don't know.
That's I don't either. But it's a question worth asking because, you know, those two guys have been together a long time.
Right.
And like I said, Meltzer's the mildest mannered guy on the planet.
Is he really? I've never met
very,
either
very
of those
laid-back
cats.
Guy.
It's funny because the first time I met Meltzer, you know who introduced me to him? Barry Warner.
Oh.
And the first thing that came out of Meltzer's mouth was, man, Barry, I missed you. And I'm like,
no, this guy's
you missed
an idiot.
Too. You miss me or you miss Barry? We just met. Did you miss Barry Warner or did you miss me? He said, no, I miss Barry Warner. Okay.
Well, that lets you know where his head's at.
All right.
So this text came in. Love the show. Been listening since day one. I'm not defending the guy, but to me, it seems unfair to crucify the guy without really knowing what really happened. And I also think you can't say, what if that was your daughter? Because it's obvious nobody would like that. But it's like asking, what if he was your brother? What would you say? I'd say if he did it, he needs to be in jail. If he was my brother, I'm not just, oh, well, he's my brother. I can forgive him for beating up a woman. No, if he's my brother and he beat up a woman, he needs to be in jail. That doesn't change anything. And I think it certainly is valid to ask the question to a person who's saying, hey, I think you got to forgive the guy and give him a second chance. I think it's perfectly valid to say, okay, what if it happened to your daughter? Would you forgive him and give him a second chance?
And I also gave you a different
What's
angle
wrong with
to
asking
look
that question?
At. To follow that up, I gave another angle to look at based on what he said as well, which was, why should you be punished for a lifetime for one moment of indiscretion because of something that he might have done only once? And I said, well, what happens if he had killed somebody?
Yeah. Somebody said that Schlitterbahn song. They said it gets stuck in their head all day.
I'm with you.
So they want us to do a Way Back Wednesday.
for songs that get stuck in your head.
It takes a lot of thought.
That's not a bad. That's not a bad topic, though.
Just takes a lot of thought.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd have to think of all the annoying songs that stick in my head.
Here's the story about a little guy that lives.
That gets stuck in your head?
No, he should have just waited to the chorus because that definitely can.
That, how did that song not get stuck in your head back in the day? You were singing it all the way to Oklahoma the other day. Just
with the wrong lyrics. No. How many people had the wrong lyrics to that one, too? I'm blue.
I don't know the lyrics till now. Like, I have no idea.
Blobble, blah, 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 blah.
I'll give you a million bucks if you
can. It's like you're an extra on the Muppet Show. You were just, boom, blah, 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 boom.
Double D, double da. I don't know. I'm a dee da ba da. Yeah,
is there words in that? Or is that just nonsense?
Da ba dee is what I think.
Da ba dee da ba da.
Da ba dee da ba da is what I think. It, yeah.
That's like who'd have thought that the Bee Gees.
Who wrote that? What kind of.
A lyricist.
In the Bee Gees song, who'd have really? Thought that all that screaming was what you doing with your back on the wall? Yeah. Because when you hear it, it's. Yeah. You know, you can't tell.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Somebody said, I just called and tried to forfeit my season tickets to the Astros. I don't want to support an organization who gladly outweighs winning over morals. I am expecting a callback. That's what we were saying.
I'd be interested if they accepted his money but said, we'll take the tickets back.
Yeah.
All right. We got 1 hour to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. Sports Mappers, join us next, and we take you home for the final 60 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.